Hello, good evening. How are you doing today? And how was your day? I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. You know, it's the start of the weekend. Well, I said start because it's a Friday evening, and if you're most likely not at home resting or on your way home, you're most likely preparing to go out or ready out to, you know, unwind from all the stress of the week. I had a different plan for today. I wanted to talk to you about anxiety, but along the line I decided to talk about gratitude. You know, the fact that we should learn to be grateful for the little things and the big things. I think over time I've realized that we tend to take things for granted. When things happen, you know, we just feel, oh, it's normal, or there's this tendency to feel entitled. There's this slight chance that you might feel like it was meant to be, it should be yours anyways. But you know, sometimes it's good to take a pause, sit, you know, reflect over things, reflect over your life, and then think about it. Grateful for the little things and the major things. So I reflected over a couple of months ago down to today, and I realized I had quite a number of things to be grateful for. I was grateful for friends, family. I tell you for a fact that I was blessed with amazing friends. I am blessed with amazing friends who, you know, in one way or the other have my back, stand out, you know, go all the way for me. Same with family. Sometimes I think about the fact that, you know, I can't even just sleep and wake up or breathe fine, or maybe I worked or prayed towards getting a job, worked hard towards it, and somehow I got the job. You know, yes, there's tendency to feel like it's the me factor. Sometimes we tend to forget the God factor. We tend to forget to be grateful and say thank you. Now, cite an example this night. This week, let's say from Sunday, let's take it a little bit back. Saturday, I fell sick. Tomorrow makes it exactly a week. I felt very sick. It was so bad that Sunday they had to take me to the hospital, and I've been on medications ever since. If you have listened to my voice once or twice, it's possible you notice that there's a slight difference how I sound. Anyways, so in those number of days, I couldn't do a lot for myself. I couldn't do so much. I couldn't go out. I was running a fever. I was burning up and stuff. And fortunately, I had friends who were right there for me, taking turns to cook, clean, take care of me, down to getting me a bucket of water to have my bits. You know, doing things that I could easily have taken for granted, getting me bags of water. They were there, family calling to check in every now and then, friends going out the way to get food and things like that. And I'm not where I want to be yet in my recovery phase, but I'm grateful that I had them all the step of the way. I still have them all the step of the way, and I'm grateful for the level of recovery I've made so far. And I know and I believe that by God's grace it's gonna get better, but this is me taking out the time to say thank you to each and every one of them, and thanks to God for healing me down, you know, for keeping me. I'm sure there were lesser things that could have possibly killed other people, but for some weird fact, I'm still here and I'm still sending you this message tonight. So this is me saying, show gratitude, don't feel entitled. Take tonight to reflect over things in your life, things that have happened, even just this month, this week, things that happened, things that have happened to you. You know, this is the 20th of the month. Think about those things and just be grateful for them. Say thank you. Say thank you to God. Say thank you to friends, to family. Just be appreciative. I hope I blessed you in one way or the other tonight. And I can't wait to talk to you next time. And by God's grace, I'll be way stronger by then. Have a pleasant night's rest. Good night. Bye.